The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Monday morning, joining me as always is the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yes.
I just had a quick look. I said yesterday on yesterday's podcast, and then the crypt about cryptocurrencies, I'm finding a lot more exciting space at the moment. AIM is a bit is dried up liquidity-wise, and a lot of stocks are, you know, hitting lows. But having said that, now some of the cryptocurrencies are coming off. Ethereum is down, isn't it? To testing support.
Ethereum is down. I'd really like to see it hold the support level it made last night. Just I think it could go a little bit, quite a lot lower if it doesn't sort of back to the 220s. So let's see if it can. All of them, you know, all of them have flipped into corrective downtrends, but they're all sitting on support this morning. So I really think what we see happen today in the crypto space will be quite important as to whether they hold this support and try and make a base, or whether they continue lower.
Yeah, well, we're heading towards, I think, if not yet, buyer's opportunity here. No chance to get in if someone hasn't got in.
And some of those coins, though, didn't do as badly at all, you know, Litecoin and stuff. So let's see.
All right. Okay, on to stocks. So first and foremost, we're looking at Harvest Minerals. They've released an update today on their Arapua sort of fertilizer project in Brazil. HMI, it's been oversold for a while now. It's bounced, I think, from a, you know, almost a relief rally here. But what do you think, Nick? What do you think of this there?
Yeah, what price have you got? Because I've got it bounced, but back heading low at 7.25.
It's now 13% up, or nearly 14% up, to 8.25.
Do you know these stupid price fees? 8.25 is very good news because it's back in that gap lower. But the problem is it's got to clear the 20 moving average at 8.6. And it's also got to clear those previous highs as a bit of a pivot level from April 2016. And it needs to clear that pivot high as 8.35. So a daily close above 8.35, I think it's a really good chance that it's bottomed. I really like the price action. It's saying it is. If we want to be absolutely certain, though, I think our first target is going to be 11.04. That's the first fib resistance. And only above 11.04 can we say that this stock has bottomed. But if it has, it's going much, much, much higher to 15.50 next.
Excellent stuff. All right, it's Harvest Minerals. The next one is PCGE Entertainment. We did it a while back, but it's quite volatile. But where's it headed, PCGE?
Tell me what price you have, just in case.
I know. I think it's TradingView, isn't it? Their prices are still looking from last week.
Yeah,
so,
I know. It's
0.105, up 13% as well today.
0.105. Oh, very nice. So 0.105 puts us above the 20-day moving average, and we, you know, we actually saw a really good turn. I think that this is bottoming above 0.110 would put us above the 50-day moving average as well, and then we can say that we are heading back to those highs at 0.16. So I would like to see a close above 0.110, and then I can say confidently we're going to get a 0.16 next, and then back to the 200-day. 200-day is where we got rejected quite sharply in February. I think that this time we have a really good chance of getting above it and making a decent bottom in this stock, and that's what I'm going to be watching for.
Marvellous. And the last one, Strategic Minerals, SML, and it's up to 2.15 pence today. And there's a strategic exploration program at Care in H1. So, yeah, so I'm speaking to these guys later on the podcast. So the program targets cobalt, nickel, rare earths and gold. What do you reckon, Nick? SML?
Yeah, SML. I think a lot of people looked at this stock and went, oh, head and shoulders, this is really bearish. And you can see a head and shoulders, the sort of left shoulder is April, the head high is in May, and now we've made a right shoulder in June. But you know, they're only a head and shoulders pattern if they break the neckline. The neckline is the 50% of the entire rally from the November low. So that entire last swing higher. And that's what we've held on to again and bounced off. So I would say that this is only bearish if we close below 2.03, which is the 50% retracement of that entire swing. And if we do close below 2.03, I would cover because it is a head and shoulders and it is going to go a lot lower, all the way to 1.08. Sorry for the bad news.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, well,
but at the moment, it looks well supported. If we get back above 2.4, it's bottomed. So cover if it, sell your position, cover if it goes below 2.03 on a daily close basis. Otherwise, it looks well supported, and above 2.4, I think we're out of danger.
Okay, cool. Nick, if you send me the charts, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.